Turn now to page 18 for a much-needed hug. As our digital connections expand, we are becoming more disconnected physically. But touch, as our reporter explains, is essential to our well-being.
Your skin is the largest organ in your body. At 8 weeks after conception, when an embryo is only 2.5 centimetres long and has neither eyes nor ears, its skin is already highly developed. So the first sense we develop, and the last to diminish as we age, is our sense of touch. It is, researchers have found, essential to our well-being. Physical contact with another person releases the hormone oxytocin, which relaxes us and makes us feel connected to the world around us. The emotional bonding effect of oxytocin is essential to social animals such as us. It is a proven factor in encouraging fidelity in couples, for example. If babies typically demand as much touch as they can get, it's probably because they need it. A study by the Touch Research Institute in Miami, for example, says that premature babies gain up to 50% more weight if they are consistently in physical contact with another person during the first days of their lives. For British science writer and researcher Dr. Stuart Farramond, the physical benefits of touch also explain why children like their teddy bears. Cuddling a soft toy triggers a similar emotional response and health benefit to hugging a person. In adults, the effects of hugging are equally beneficial, not just in emotional terms, but also, it is believed, on the body's immune system. Most of us don't have teddy bears, but according to one expert, you can produce oxytocin by hugging a tree or a stranger. One Australian man's free hug campaign that started with offering hugs on the street has now become a global phenomenon.
The guru of hugs. She is called Amma, or Mother, by her devotees, who consider her to be the divine embodiment of pure, selfless love. In the course of the 63-year-old's four-decade career, more than 32 million people have queued to be hugged by Indian-born Mata Amritan Andamayi. They believe she was born with a unique ability to touch a person's emotional core and solve their problems. She tours the world, hugging everyone from homeless migrants to celebrities at gigantic meetings where people queue for hours on end to reach her. Another 10,000 devotees live permanently at her ashram in Kerala, India. Amma's unconditional love is also a good business, making her around $20 million a year in merchandising.
The business of hugs. Wherever there is a need, there's an opportunity to make money. The Japanese got there first in 2012 with a cafe called Soineya, which translates as Sleep Together Shop. A 20-minute siesta with a female employee costs $35, with hugs charged at $4 per minute. Over in the world's hipster capital, Portland in Oregon, Cuddle Up to Me offers the same concept in a more unisex and overtly platonic form. You choose if you want a male or female cuddler and one of four cuddle rooms: an ocean room, a forest room, an outer space room, or a red room. Owner Samantha Hess has isolated 58 different cuddle positions, all offering positive effects with no sexual element. Sessions can last from 15 minutes to 5 hours at a cost of $1 per minute. This is clearly far better value than in Japan. If you want a hug without human contact, that's available too. An American autism researcher, Professor Mary Temple Grandin, has designed a $35,000 hug machine that delivers deep touch pressure to the body and has a calming effect on people with autistic disorders. There are also pressure wraps that you can use to help calm anxious pets. Apparently, even highly stressed dogs go into a trance-like state when placed inside one of these wraps.